Going back to Daf Yudalit, so Michael Zayn, where the Gemara told the story of Brum, Zachar Oysa Ishla Toiv, for Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava Shemoy, Shemolehu Nishtakhu Dine Knossos Miyisrael. Nishtakhu? No. Shemolehu Batlu Dine Knossos Miyisrael. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava goes down as one of the tzaddikim that are Brum and Zachar Oysa Ishla Toiv, because of the fact that he fought Lahashkichim Teir Secha. What did he ascertain? He made sure that there would be smicha in Klal Yisrael. What's the rest of the story? Because it was a gzeira that any person that gives smicha, any person that gets smicha, any city in which smicha is given, any tchum in which smicha is given, would be completely wiped out by the mighty Roman Empire. Ma'asa, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, what did he do? Halach v'yashav lo ben shnei harim gedoylim, u ben shnei ayores gedoylis, ben shnei tchumei Shabbos, ben usha l'shafram, v'som achshom chamisha skein, v'gev smicha the five skein, v'elu hei, Rameir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, Rabbi Yosef Velazim Shemua, Rabbi Avi was Moisef, Af Rabbi Nechem. Kimin Shekir Oivim. Well, as soon as the Oivim found out what was going on, Amar Lehem, he told them, our lives are in danger. Banai Rutsu, run. Amar Lehem, they said, Rabbi, he says, if we're going to run, Matei Olecha, we have to stay here, we have to help you. Amar Lehem, he told them, Arayni Mutal Lefnehem Ke'evin She'im Lehoivchem. I'm like a stone that's too heavy, nobody can carry, nobody can even turn it around. Amru, it said that Leizazu Misham Achenatzu by Sholich Meis Lumbir Shal Barzel. That before Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava had a chance to leave, there were 300 spears that were thrown and pierced the holy body of Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. Vasu kikfara, and they made him like a kfara. So we read the Gemara. We said Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava was one of the Asara Ruge Malchus. This story is very poignant. It's very moving. It's supposed to be. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava goes down as one of the 10 martyrs. The truth is, there's a medrash called Medrash Eila Eskera that tells the rest of the story of the Asar Ruge Malchus. I'm just going to read one excerpt. Va'achrav hoitziu Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. They brought out Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. Shiloitam shina elikashina sus. Mechai shana ad peishana. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava had not gotten a good night's sleep from the time that he turned 18 until he turned 80. Va'oisei hayoim shoitziu la'areg. The day that they killed him, Erev Shabbos hayo. It was Erev Shabbos. And he started begging them. He said, "B'chayechem, himtinu li ma'at, ad she'akayim mitzvah achas she'tzivah HaKadosh Baruch Hu alai. I want to do one more mitzvah." Amrulai, they told him, "Adayin atu beteich belekecha. Well, you believe in God? I mean, I'm sure you're just throwing in the towel now." Amalei, hein, of course I do. Amalei, v'chi adayin yech koich belikim sh'ati b'teich olav. Amalei, gadol adoyni, amalei hem gadol adoyni, umuhula ma'oid v'lik dulas ein cheker. Amalei, im yech mei koich, lamalei hitzal oiz chav aschev yirech miyad malchus. If your God is so powerful, why is he not saving you? Amalei, anu chayovim misal amelech gadol v'noira, v'hu masar oysonu biyad melech, kidei letfoye es tamenu miyadoy. Either way, they said, no problem, we're going to wait for you a little bit. So they waited for him. This was Friday afternoon. And they waited until it became Friday night. And as soon as it became Friday night, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava took out a kois and he filled it up with wine and he started making Kiddush. And he said the words, Vayichul HaShemayim Va'aretz, Vayoyim Ben Imus Ubekol Ram, Vayutmeim Kol Ha'im Den Olav, Vekimen Chiyagia Ad Bore Elikim Lasois, Lo Yenichu Ligmar. As soon as he said the word Elikim, before he was able to say the last word Lasois, Rashi Chumash, by the way, doesn't even know why we have the word Lasois, right? But before he was able to say the word Lasois, Tziva HaKeser Lahargoi, Vahargu, Vyatza Nishmasoi Be Elikim. And his neshama left when he said the word Elikim. Yatza Sabaska Va'omra Ashrecha Rab Yehuda, Sheo Yisa Doima Lemaloch, Vyatza Nishmasoi This is the story of Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, and as it's mentioned in the Medrash of Eleskar, you have to reconcile a little bit better with our Gemara, but Al-Kapanim, it was Yatsan Shmasai as he was making Kiddush, before he said the word Lasois, as he was saying the word Alikim, right? What's the Oimek? It was Allah ben Machshava to create the world, but Midas Adin, Kach Allah Lefane ben Machshava, right? The raid that we spoke about recently in the Chumashir, but the Dvarim Yeduim, that Alikim is Midas Adin, and the Tzadikim, they get punished based on that world of Midas Adin. The Marsha, And this Gemara says that what did Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava mean when he said, they said, we have to save you. He said, Areini mutal lefneim ke'evin she'in lahoifchem. It's a funny mashal. What did he mean? So the mashal says like this, Rotzu loymar, shalei epach oiref lohem loritz b'pneim. I'm not going to run away from them. Rakinini mutal lefneim lekabel amisa be'ahava. I'm willing to be mekabel amisa be'ahava, the way you see it in the Medrash Eila Eskara. Beli hergish tzar, and you should know, don't feel bad for me, because I'm not going to feel any pain. Ke'evin azeh she'in margish, like the Evan that feels no pain. So says the Marshal, what's the oimik of the Marshal Ke'evan Shein Lahoifchim? He's just like an Evan. You can hit it all day long. It doesn't feel any pain. You have nothing to worry about. I'm not going to feel any pain. So I found in the Megadim Chadashim in Parshas Emor, where he talks about the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, he says, what did the Marshal mean? What did it be like? He says, I'm not going to feel pain. The Gemara describes how they killed him. They managed vasu gufay kikvara. How is it possible that there was no pain? So he said, the Pshat of the Mashal is Pashit. It's based on something that Maram Rotenberg writes in the Tshuva. And he says that we have a Messiah. V'chein Amar Maram. If a person's going to das to give up his life al kiddush Hashem, mikan ve'elach, from here forward, kol misa she'oisin loy enoy margish klal. Any misa that you're going to inflict upon him, he won't feel. It says the word hikuni twice, hikuni bal cholisi and hikuni pitzouni. Kaloy makshi hikuni pitzouni loy hayli kev hikuni bal cholisi. This is what the Ram Rotenberg said, and he feared us. He said, "V'teida shekachu she'en lucha adam ba'olam shem hoy negeya be'esh be'ever katan shloi hoy yitzayik." Any person, if his ever katan touched fire, he would scream. Afilum yalo b'daita la'akev asme militzayik in a yochel asayis. Even if you try it as a tutvei shreitman, abeva anu royin. Said the Ram Rotenberg, "Kedoshim she'en yitzayik in klum." The Ram Rotenberg says, "Look around. We see kedoshim that are being burnt at the stake, and they do not cry." We spoke at this Ram Rotenberg. When we went through the Bali Toisness and just the trials and tribulations of the times, and you see from this Ram Rotenberg insight into what was going on, how you had people that had been Moise Nefesh, but Rabbi David Yoel Weiss, Kedarko, he said, that's Pshat in this Marsha. What does the Marsha mean? Hinini mutal ifneim lekabel hamisa me'ahava, beli hergish tzar, ke'evin azeh she'inoy margish.